Let us now listen to the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of a leading priest. He said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do you not invite your friends or your brothers or sisters or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you may have repayment? Rather, I say, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. 4 years ago, before I returned to the desert here to grow in age and wisdom, I was stationed at our parish in St. Alphonsus, just north of Minneapolis, Brooklyn Center. Now, every Wednesday morning, we had a school-wide mass for all the grandchildren. After one such mass, a parishioner and a very generous benefactor pulled me aside. He said, "Father, I would like to set up a scholarship for full tuition for 3 students every year." Now, the full tuition for one student was about $8,000. So that was a $24,000 to $25,000 gift he was making. I thanked him very much for his generosity. And I said, "I would like permission to name the scholarship after you." And he says, "Father, I don't care who you name the scholarship after." He says, "But I do not want my name attached to it." Today's gospel, should speak to our hearts. And the question it speaks to me about is, when I share my gifts, my talents, my resources, even my money, do I expect, am I interested in receiving some sort of praise and recognition? It's a question I think we all have to ask. Because if we are faithful to the Gospels, and certainly to today's readings, Jesus' command is quite extraordinary. Taking care of the poor and the lame, taking care of those who are unable to fend for themselves, is kind of the golden thread that runs through all the Gospels. It's the central preaching of our Christian wisdom and also our Christian response. So let us always pray, Lord, as we do today, that we may always do the right thing for the right reason and never do the right thing for the wrong reason. Amen.
Amen. Amen.